六部分，社会热点追踪。
121. Glory, Gold, and Jade. For the 500-day countdown to the Beijing Olympic Games, the 39th Olympiad Organizing Committee gave us a look at the medals on Tuesday. The medals take their inspiration from the bee, a traditional piece of jade inscribed with a dragon. They are 70 millimeters in diameter and 6 millimeters thick. On the reverse side is the standard International Olympic Committee design, NKE, the winged goddess of victory, and the Panathinaikos Arena. On the reverse side, there is a jade inlay of the Beijing Games emblem. The IOC has strict regulations on the medals. Medals of the champions on the runner-up are made of pure silver. The champions must be plated with no less than 6 grams of gold. The Beijing Olympics uses jade in Olympic medals for the first time. Jiang Xiaoyu, chairman of the evaluation panel, described the Beijing medals as the embodiment of Chinese style and elegance and a harmonious combination of Chinese culture and the Olympic spirit. The medal box, ribbon, and certificate, which are distinctly Chinese, were also revealed on Tuesday.
123. Crazy for football. Football is the most popular game in England. One has only to go to one of the important matches to see this. Rich or poor, young or old, one can see them all there, shouting for one side or the other. To a stranger, one of the most surprising things about football in England is the great knowledge of the game which even the smallest boy seems to have. He can tell you the names of the players in most of the important teams. He has pictures of them and knows the results of large numbers of matches. He will tell you who he expects will win such and such a match, and his opinion is usually as good as that of men 3 or 4 times his age. Most schools in England take football seriously, much more seriously than nearly all European schools. In England, it is believed that education is not only a matter of filling a boy's mind with facts in the classroom, education also means the training of character. And one of the best ways of training character is by means of games, especially team games. Football is a good team game. It is good both for the body and the mind. This is why it is every school's game in England.
125. No net? We'd rather go without food. You may be wondering how a modern citizen could make it through 14 days without Google, Outlook, Rhapsody, and the Wonkette. Could it be going offline would put the participants in touch with a more convivial past, reaffirming the values of our ancestors? Not a chance. Oh, they gave it a shot. Some of them discovered that you could look up people's numbers in a fat, plumpy tome called a phone book. Others dug out board games, reconnected to fax lines, stood in post office lines, and actually visited neighbors. It wasn't easy. They were appalled to discover that going offline resulted in extra fees for using bank tellers, paper airline tickets, and getting college course catalogs. One participant, attempting to catch up on the news, was forced to grapple with the archaic technology of the printed word. I felt very inconvenienced at having to carry around the paper, which was cumbersome. Plus, it cost money. The subjects reported feeling out of the loop. In the words of one poor soul, every day without the internet is frustrating. 35 times the subjects were forced to break the digital fast, invoking a lifeline provision that permitted them a one-time cyberspace fix. When the experiment was over, the participants bolted for their machines and once again became whole.
127.
Look for someone easygoing. Nowadays, it is common for newly graduates to share an apartment with others. Finding a good roommate is more than just finding someone to share the rent with in a megapolis like Beijing. It is also about sharing your daily life, so you must be careful. If you are single, especially if you're a girl, think twice before you find a couple or a single man as a flatmate.
No need to explain. As someone without social experience, you can end up in an inferior position. Finding the right person is no easy job, and you should talk to as many people as you can. If you think someone is okay, talk with them and ask questions to get a look at their character, background, and other things. Ask them for IDs and make a copy of them if you accept that person. And there are those people that you shouldn't even consider. Never pick someone who is too stingy and calculating. Imagine him asking you for 1 yuan for sanitary fees, which you should have given to the property management department. How would that make you feel? Avoid people who are too clean or too dirty. A paranoid person is not easy to get along with. Instead, look for someone who's easygoing and responsible, who can give you a hand when there's a problem with the flat. 129. Should I live in the countryside or in the city? By living in the countryside, we may enjoy fresh air and food. Unlike the cities, there is almost no pollution in the countryside. What's more, we are much closer to nature. Green trees and grass are everywhere. Life in the countryside is also peaceful and safe. The crime rate there is much lower than in the cities. People in the rural area are much closely related with each other, and they seldom feel lonely. Whenever one is in trouble, others will lend a hand. On the other hand, to live in the city is not a bad choice either. City traffic is so well developed that people can go anywhere easily and quickly. It is also convenient to do shopping because many shops and markets are just round the corner. In addition, urban people can enjoy more leisure and entertainment. Cinemas, bars, restaurants, and parks are everywhere, and some are open day and night. In a word, city people can always have fun if they have time and money. There are both advantages and disadvantages for people either living in the rural or urban areas. We can't have both at the same time. As the saying goes, you can't eat the cake and have it. As for myself, I would prefer to work in a city and live in the countryside. Maybe the suburban area is the best choice. 131. How to protect yourself from pickpockets. For 25 years, I was a full-time thief, specializing in picking pockets. Where I come from in Southeast London, that's an honorable profession. Anyone can break into a house and steal things, but picking someone's pocket takes skill. My sister and I were among the most successful pickpocket teams in London. We worked hotel and theater lobbies, airports, shopping centers, and restaurants. Now we don't steal anymore. But this crime is worldwide. Here's how to protect yourself. Professional pickpockets do not see victims, only handbags, jewelry, and money. Mothers with babies, the elderly, and disabled are all fair game. My preferred target was the lone female, handbag at her side, to the right side to be exact. So if I'm next to her, I can reach her cautiously with my right hand across my body. Only about 1 woman in 1,000 carries her bag on the left, and I tended to steer clear of them. Women whose bags are hanging in front of them are tricky for the pickpocket, as there isn't a blind side. If you want to make it even harder, use a bag with handles rather than a strap. For men, one of the best places to keep a wallet is in the back pocket of tight trousers. You'll feel any attempts to move it. Another good place is in the buttoned-up inside pocket of a jacket. There is just no way in. Even better, keep wallets attached to a cord or chain that is fastened to a belt. A pickpocket needs targets who are relaxed and off guard. The perfect setting is a clothing store. When customers wander among the racks, they are completely absorbed in the items they hold up. The presence of a uniformed security guard is even better. A false sense of security makes a pickpocket's job much simpler. 133. Can I help you, madam? A woman in jeans stood at the window of an expensive shop. Though she hesitated for a moment, she finally went in and asked to see a dress that was in the window. The assistant who served her did not like the way she was dressed. Glancing at her scornfully, she told her that the dress was sold. The woman walked out of the shop angrily and decided to punish the assistant the next day. She returned to the shop the following morning dressed in a fur coat, with a handbag in one hand and a long umbrella in the other. After seeking out the rude assistant, she asked for the same dress. Not realizing who she was, the assistant was eager to serve her this time. With great difficulty, she climbed into the shop window to get the dress. As soon as she saw it, the woman said she did not like it. She enjoyed herself making the assistant bring almost everything in the window before finally buying the dress she had first asked for. 135. Credit cards. Many businesses, such as department stores, restaurants, hotels, and airline companies, use credit system for selling their products and services. In a credit system, the seller agrees to sell something to the buyer without immediately receiving cash. The buyer receives the goods or services immediately and promises to pay for them later. This buy now, pay later credit system is quite old. People have been buying things on credit for centuries. But nowadays, people use credit cards. There are two types of credit cards. One type is issued directly by a store to a customer. Many large department stores issue credit cards to their customers. The store credit card can be used to make purchases only at a particular store. The other kind of credit card is issued by a credit company. Credit cards from credit companies can be used to buy things almost anywhere. If you have a major credit card, you can buy airplane tickets, stay at hotels, and eat at restaurants with it. Most large credit companies are connected to large banks. If you want a credit card from a credit company, you generally have to make an application at a bank. After an applicant receives a credit card, he or she can make purchases using the card. 137. Summer in the country. Before I came here, one child said, I thought swimming was running through an open fire hydrant. Here is a summer camp that's only an hour from New York City, but a world away. This camp, and four others nearby, are run by the Fresh Air Fund. Since 1877, the fund has helped poor children from New York City spend summers in the country. Each year, over 10,000 children, ages 6 to 18, participate in the program. Some stay at a camp. Others live with a host family. The fund pays for all expenses. The camps are for 8 to 15-year-olds. At camp, children can learn about the stars, see deer and cows and other animals, and go hiking, fishing, and of course, swimming. The children learn responsibility by helping out with chores like making beds and waiting on tables. They also learn a lot from counselors, who are often college students from around the United States and from other countries. Host families from 13 states and Canada volunteer to have children spend the summer with them. Many of these families have their own children. The visiting children become part of the family. They go with the family on picnics, to the pool or the beach, or on trips. The children are from 6 to 12 years old when they make their first visit, and most are invited back. Some of the children and families become friends for life. 139. Overcoming the problem of waste. Many large cities are anything but beautiful. Streets are littered with trash. In this trash, however, there is still something that can be useful. If people want to solve the problem of waste, there is no time to be lost. They must work out ways of making use of good things which are just thrown away as waste. When a car gets too old, it may not run anymore. But the metal that the car was made of is still good. It can be put to good use again. When a bottle is empty, it goes out in the trash. But bottle glass can be ground down into sand and used to pave streets. Garbage from food can be changed into fertilizer. But first, you have to fish out all the glass and metal. Garbage can also be a good source for making building blocks, which are then covered with concrete. Now, more and more machines are designed for this purpose. Someday, people will watch the films in a magnificent cinema which has been built out of garbage. Future buildings, roads, and cities may be made from garbage, but so far, building beautiful cities out of garbage is only a dream.
141. Violence on campus. More than 6,000 children were expelled from U.S. schools last year for bringing guns and bombs to school, the U.S. Department of Education said on May 8th. The department gave a report to the expulsions as saying handguns accounted for 58% of the 6,093 expulsions in 1996 through 1997, against 7% for rifles or shotguns and 35% for other types of firearms. The report is a clear sign that our nation's public schools are cracking down on students who bring guns to school, Education Secretary Richard Riley said in a statement. We need to be tough-minded about keeping guns out of our schools and to do everything to keep our children safe. In March 1997, an 11-year-old boy and a 13-year-old boy using handguns and rifles shot dead 4 children and a teacher at a university in Jonesboro, Arkansas. In October, 2 were killed and 7 wounded in a shooting at a Mississippi school. 2 months later, a 14-year-old boy killed 3 high school students and wounded 5 in Dasuka, Kentucky. Most of the expulsions, 56%, were from high school, which have students from about age 13. 34% were from junior high schools and 9% were from elementary schools, the report said.
143. National Health Service in Britain. In Britain, there is a National Health Service which is paid for by taxes and national insurance, and in general, people do not have to pay for medical treatment. Every person is registered with a doctor in his or her local area, known as a general practitioner or GP. This means that their names are on the GP's list, and they may make an appointment to see the doctor or may call the doctor out to visit them if they are ill. People sometimes do have to pay part of the cost of drugs that the doctor prescribes. GPs are trained in general medicine, but are not specialists in any particular subject. If a patient needs to see a specialist doctor, they must first go to their GP, and then the GP will make an appointment for the patient to see a specialist at a hospital or clinic. Although everyone in Britain can have free treatment under the NHS, it is also possible for him to have treatment done privately, for which he has to pay. Some people have private health insurance to help them pay for private treatment. Under the NHS, people who need to go to the hospital may have to wait for a long time on a waiting list for their treatment. Anyone who is very ill can call an ambulance and get taken to the hospital for free urgent medical treatment. Ambulances are a free service in Britain.
145. Cloning. Human cloning technology could be used to reverse heart attacks. Scientists believe that they may be able to treat heart attack victims by cloning their healthy heart cells and injecting them into the areas of the heart that have been damaged, and other problems may be solved if human cloning and its technology are not forbidden. With cloning, infertile couples could have children. Current treatments for infertility, in terms of percentages, are not very successful. Couples go through physically and emotionally painful procedures for a small chance of having children. Many couples run out of time and money without successfully having children. Human cloning could make it possible for many more infertile couples to have children than ever before. We should be able to clone the bone marrow for children and adults suffering from leukemia. This is expected to be one of the first benefits to come from cloning technology. We may learn how to switch cells on and off through cloning and thus be able to cure cancer. Cloning technology can be used to test for and perhaps cure gene-related diseases. The above is just a few examples of what human cloning technology can do for mankind. This new technology promises unprecedented advancement in medicine if people will release their fears and let the benefits begin.